Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
The following podcast is a member of the Great Big Owl family.
Heavy Pencil by Anna Crilly and Tony Gardner.
Doesn't matter that my eyes do go, speech may slow, speech may slow. Doesn't matter that my late night calls pay my own.
Michael Cork, actor speaking.
Hello, Michael. It's Sarah from HTM Talent.
Oh, hello, Sarah.
Hello, good morning. I'm phoning with an offer, Michael.
Oh, that's good. An offer for what? I haven't had any auditions for...
months.
Weeks. Well, weeks, really.
Months? Months.
Seems like months, but it's weeks, I'm sure. But
Well. Anyway, no, it's nothing that you've auditioned for. This is just a straight offer for a play that I'm phoning you about.
Oh. Goodness me, how wonderful. That never happens. Gosh.
It does.
No, well, it doesn't.
Oh, yeah, no. Yeah, no, it doesn't for you. Sorry, not you. I meant, you know, the other actors,
yes.
You know, like Margot's other clients.
Yes, well, I was more talking about, you know, it used to happen, but
yeah,
anyway, never mind. What is it?
It's for a play.
Oh, lovely. What sort of play? Comedy?
I don't know. It's quite long. There's loads of words.
What's it called, Sarah? Do you know what it's called? No? Where is it? Yeah, where is it? Where is it on?
Okay, it's called Elsie's Pancreas.
Right. Never heard of it. I see. It's new writing, is it? That's wonderful. I have no problem with that. Is it?
Is it what?
Is it new writing?
Oh, I suppose so.
Right.
It's written by... hang on. Let me just get her name.
Her. Probably good. That's great. Why not? Lots of very good female writers out there.
Yeah. Yes, so her name is Lydia. Oh, it's a difficult one to pronounce. Okapunko.
No. Right.
Do you know her?
No, I don't. No, do you?
No.
that figure.
Yeah, it says here that Lydia is a rising star, so that's good, isn't it? Yeah. She's just been awarded a bursary from the Feminists for Change Writers Society.
Well done, her.
Something to do with Joanna Lumley.
Well, I sincerely doubt that, Sarah. I know Jo Lumley, and she's a patron of many wonderful causes, but I really don't think she... Gurkhas.
The last I heard, she was trying to raise money for toilets in theatres. I mean, that...
Well, exactly. Yes. You know, I doubt she'd bother with this, you know, Feminists for the Change of the World.
Okay. Would you like me to politely decline the offer then, Michael?
No. Hang on a minute. Let's have a think. It's just, you know... It'll probably be an awful lot of work,
right.
You see. Getting this young girl from the streets up to speed on how to write a play correctly.
I think it is written already. And I don't think she's from the streets. I think she's actually from Islington.
Well, yes. It's probably one of those awful lefty organisations, this feminist thing, yeah. And you know, slinging money at a inverted commas converted druggie, yeah, to make them feel like they're doing something noble, when you know actually this cash could be sent to someone far more deserving. Huh. The Actors Benevolent Fund, for example.
Yeah. Always, I mean, they
crying out for money.
Are they?
Yes.
I mean, look, to be honest, Michael, you don't have to say yes to this. There are loads of other actors they've got lined up. You're just on a list. I could just say it's not for you.
No, Sarah. I am thinking about it, my love. It's just the sheer level of work, you see. I have done this sort of thing before, and an actor of my experience, you just get wrung dry. With the extra work, it's practically a rewrite, and I'm not sure.
Yeah, I'm not sure she'd want you to rewrite it, Michael.
Well, that's what they say, but sadly, it's inevitable. You know, I let me tell you a story. I took part in a short film many years ago, which I didn't mind at the time. And it was being made by these two young bucks, I can't remember their names, but they didn't have a clue what they were doing. And I turned up, and first day, it became very clear that I was going to have to improvise a lot of my dialogue. And I did, in the end. And
lucky
it was
them.
Awkward and difficult, because, you know, the other actors insisted on sticking to the script very, very rigidly, which made things very awkward. Yeah. But I ploughed on, knowing it was for the good of the film, and guess what? You know,
you're a teapot and I'm not.
It won a BAFTA in the end, and yes, and though I don't need thanks, or God forbid, a writing credit, one or the other would have been nice.
What's,
you know,
what's
preferably the writing credit.
Yeah, what was it called?
The short film,
yeah,
Dinosaur.
Dinosaur.
Terrible name of short film, but
mm-hmm.
They didn't have a lot of
you're
imagination.
Not listed,
I suggested
it?
Changing
not,
the title. I never saw it, of course. I couldn't bring myself to see it. I
in the credits,
avoided that, but well, I can't bear watching myself on screen at all. It really seems quite arrogant. So anyway, yeah. So what is this young girl, Linda, what does she want me to play in her
Lydia.
Theatrical piece?
She wants you to play the part of Old Man.
Yeah, well, send it through. Let me have a read, I suppose. Where is it being performed?
Latitude.
Oh, I hope that's London. I don't do regional theatre, not these days.
No, Latitude is a festival, Michael.
Oh, well, like Edinburgh.
Yeah. Yeah, but less Scottish. It's near Ipswich, which... Ipswich is the home to Britain's heaviest man. Oh, there you go.
Ipswich. Yeah. What are they offering?
Too much fatty food, I suppose.
No, for the play, Sarah. What are they
offering? Oh, sorry, yes, yeah. £200 for the rehearsals and 3 performances. They said they'll sort out accommodation for you.
Oh, God. And what's the fee for the rewrite?
No, like I said, Michael, they don't want you to rewrite it.
Yes, well, that's what they say, Sarah.
No, I mean, they've been
quite... I have said this. I know, but Sarah, you don't know it from my point of view. I'll go into that rehearsal room and rewrites start coming in.
Well,
I have to improvise dialogue.
I think maybe it's probably
best to
write
it down.
If you don't, Michael, because they're not employing you to do a rewrite.
Well, that's what you say, Sarah, you know, and that's what they say, but I know I'll go in and I'll have to rewrite all the dialogue. I'll have to improvise.
You can be my silent type. Maybe those...
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Those pauses can make my night.
HDM Talent, Sarah speaking.
Yes, it's Michael Cork. Is Margot there?
Oh, she's at a gong bath, Michael. Can I help?
She's at a... Never mind, is Fliss there? Can I speak to Fliss?
I don't know, actually. I haven't seen her for weeks.
Oh, God.
Can I help?
No, Sarah, you are... Well, I suppose, yes, you'll have to help. Oh, God, oh, shit.
You're welcome.
No, I didn't mean, Sarah. Look, it's about this Elsie's pancreas play I'm doing. I've arrived at this latitude thingy festival, and they've shown me to my accommodation, and... Well, quite frankly, there's no other way of putting it. It's a fucking tent. Pardon my French. And I, you know, I don't mean to be angry, but I'm rather upset, Sarah. I'm getting one of my head's coming on, the migraine things. I've been to the doctor. It's not migraine, but it's very close to one. And I have never in my career been expected to camp. You know, I've had some pretty awful digs in my time, especially in the north of England. But this honestly takes the biscuit. It's appalling. You know, it is imperative, Sarah, and I can't stress this enough, and I don't want to go into the reasons why, but it's imperative that I have a toilet facility within 10 metres of where I lay my head. So if you could please speak to Margot or Fliss, I don't mind who, and find me some acceptable accommodation in a brick-built structure, and we'll be able to move on. And
look, I don't think there are brick-built structures at a festival, Michael.
Oh, God.
I mean, the portaloos are fairly solid, but I wouldn't recommend sleeping in one of those. I wouldn't recommend doing anything in them, to be honest. Just word of warning. My friend actually got locked in one once and people pushed it over. Terrible mess. Terrible mess. Hospitalised she was.
Yes, well, thank you, Sarah. Thank you for the advice.
What I normally do is I take a pot with me. Well, two, actually.
Right. Okay. Well,
one for each. And then I can just sort of go in the comfort of my own sort of...
Yes, Sarah, please, thank you. Sounds like you're an expert all of a sudden, doesn't it? Perhaps you could have warned me if you knew what these festivals were like.
About what?
That I would be camping in a tent. In a field of young people wearing fluorescent makeup and stupid hats and... drinking cans of beer.
I'm sorry, I thought you knew what a festival was.
Yes, Edinburgh, as I said. Glyndebourne, I can assure you this is a world away from that, Sarah.
Right, well, it's going to be a bit difficult to get you out of it now, Michael.
Yes, thank you, Sarah. I'm fully aware of that. I'll be getting out of here the moment I leave the stage on Sunday morning. The whole thing's turning into a disaster. We've had far too short a period of rehearsal. Some of the other actors have had so little stagecraft, it's almost criminal. And I'm taking into account how bloody young they are. Yes, I am, but there's really no excuse. My costume, quite honestly, I look ridiculous. Nobody understands the play. Not one person understands the play, apart from the author, and she's only been in twice. And my fears about having to rewrite my dialogue turned out to be true. Well, sort of. The whole thing's been very, very amateurish, and I stopped being an amateur the day I qualified from RADA. It's very, very upsetting. I'm a professional. I will do my job. I will do the three performances in the theatre tent or whatever they call it. Theatre tent. I mean, have you ever heard of such a thing? You don't theatre in a tent. Fucking ridiculous. Like fucking.
My silent...
Message received at 3:23 a.m.
Hello. Hello. That's Sarah. Sarah, Sarah. Oh, bother. Hello? Who's... Hello? 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 Can you hear me, Sarah? Can you hear me?
Message received at 3:25 a.m.
Hello? I'm in a tent. I'm in a tent. I'm a caterpillar in a cocoon.
Message received at 3:41 a.m.
I'm very safe. I'm very safe. I'm all wrapped up. I'm wrapped up in a cocoon. Cocoon. I'm in a cocoon. In a...
Message received at 4:28 a.m.
In a cocoon. They put me in a yacht, a yacht.
Message received at 4:31 a.m.
Hello, yes, I'm leaving a message for Sarah. Sarah, where are you, Sarah? This is Michael Cork, the actor. Actor Factor X.
Message received at 4:56 a.m.
I may need you to send for help.
Message received at 5 a.m.
Currently in a large underground cave. Not cold, not warm. Oh, it's so very warm. I'm being kept alive, you see, by the gases. They send the gases from the surface and feed them into the cave by the tubes. Lots of tubes and pipes and pipey tubes round the tube comes. There's one.
Message received at 5:16 a.m.
There's a pipe there and a tube there and a yellow and a red pipe, and they keep us breathing deep breaths. And Sarah, this isn't a problem at the moment because they are monitoring me from the control room, you see, up on there.
Message received at 5:29 a.m.
Doesn't matter that a girl must
surface. The surface building.
Message received at 5:43 a.m.
Point is, you see, they're keeping me alive and all the way. They can turn it off, but they won't turn it off.
You can be my silent time.
Hello, good morning.
Michael?
Hello, yes, Michael speaking.
Hello, Michael. It's Sarah?
Oh, good, yes, Sarah. Hello, Sarah. How can I help you?
Is everything okay?
Oh, yes, fine, thank you. I'm fine. I'm at the festival now with friends in the... Excuse me. Can you tell me where I am? Thank you. Yes, I'm in the welfare tent. Everyone's being very, very kind.
Right. Well, so I popped into the office this morning to get some blue tack.
Oh, yes. Yes.
I'm sorry, Michael, but there were some very odd messages that you left on the answer phone last night. And I just wanted to...
Oh, did I?
Yeah.
Oh, no, that's silly. I didn't... I'm sorry about that. To be honest, Sarah, I had a little bit of a turn, but I'm fine now. They're telling me I took some illicit drugs, which is rather preposterous. I went out into the woods with some lovely young bucks that I met in the tents next to me, but there weren't any drugs involved. Why would I do that? You know, I have a theatre performance this morning, and I don't take drugs anyway. So, anyway, I haven't. What was it? I was supposed to have taken. Can you tell? Yes. Can you write that down? Thank you. Ah, yes, Sarah. Ketamine. That's apparently something horses take. They tell me so. I find it very hard to believe that horses take illicit drugs, but there you are, onwards and upwards. So,
You're all right now, are you?
Yes, I'm fine. I've got a bit of a headache, but otherwise I'm right as rain. I'm having...
I'm pleased. You're okay for the play today?
Oh, gosh, yes, absolutely. Yes, 11 a.m, theatre tent, which is the tent where they do all the theatre, and it's final performance, looking forward to it. This has been going very well so far. Yeah, a bit shaky, but it should be fine.
You'll be fine. You'll have to be fine, Michael. We've got a casting director coming to watch your performance this morning.
Oh, that's very exciting. Lovely.
Yeah, she's brilliant,
actually. That's made me a bit nervous.
She does a lot of films.
Great.
And quite some sort of big dramas on ITV, and she's over at the festival. Anyway, you just got in touch with her, and she's really looking forward
to it. Great, lovely. Thank you very much. Well, that's very exciting, and I'll probably tell the rest of the cast if you don't mind. I'm sure they'll be very excited as well. So
yeah. But you feel okay to be doing that?
No. Please don't. Absolutely fine. I'm sure they'll let me go in a minute from here. And like I say, they're all looking after me very, very well. Everyone's being very, very kind in here and offering me lots of cups of tea and biscuits and so on and so forth. And I've been pouring the tea away because they've put poison in it to try and kill me, of course. But like I say, it's all under control. Please don't worry about me. It's absolutely fine.
Yeah.
So...
okay, right. Let me know how it goes.
I certainly will, Captain. Over.
Pauses can make my night, and you can be.
Heavy Pencil was written by and starred Anna Crilly and Tony Gardner. The music was written by Bjorn Bailey and performed by John Roach.
Out of the cave, through tubes, the tube, that there's, go past the tubes, out in, to find the rescue ship, where I will go to the rescue ship. They wait there, past Greece. Over. Message complete. Over. Sarah, over.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.